This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city.
Aaj jo metro ka naya section shuru hua hai, usse rajdhani ke lakhon logo ko बहुत बड़ी सुविधा मिलने वाली है, खास तौर पर पूर्वी और उत्तर पूर्वी दिल्ली के लोगों के लिए अब रोज का सफर पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आसान होगा। इन सब के साथ ही गाजियाबाद, नोएडा, फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा।
Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. On lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting her.
के आदिवासी राष्ट्रपति का गौर अपमान करने वाली टीएमसी की एक गंदी राजनीति और सत्ता का अहंकार बहुत ही जल्द चूर चूर होकर रहेगा। पश्चिम बंगाल की प्रबुद्ध जनता टीएमसी को एक नारी के अपमान के लिए, एक आदिवासी के अपमान के लिए और देश के महामना राष्ट्रपति के अपमान के लिए कभी भी माफ नहीं करेगा।
The BJP has criticized the TMC government in West Bengal for not maintaining protocol during the visit of President Draupadi Murmu and abruptly changing the venue of International Santhal Conference held in the state yesterday. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said opposition allies, including the TMC, have leveled allegations that the constitution is under threat, but the TMC has brought disrespect to the country's highest constitutional authority through its conduct. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is moving forward with the idea of women-led development. Addressing the valedictory session of the National Convention of Women Thought Leaders Bharati Nari Se Narayani in New Delhi, President Murmu urged to emulate every aspect of women power. She said that women are contributing across such sectors in the country, including from farms to space, from self-employment to the armed forces. President Murmu said the government is taking several steps to make women educationally and financially empowered. The president also urged Indian society to eliminate the stereotypes and inequality towards women.
महिलाएं खेत खलियान से लेकर अंतरिक तक, स्वरोजगार से लेकर सेनाओं तक अपना योगदान दे रहे हैं। खेलकूद के क्षेत्र में हमारी बेटियों ने विश्व स्तर पर नए प्रतिमान स्थापित किए। ये बहुत प्रसन्नता की बात है कि महिलाओं के स्वास्थ्य, शिक्षा, सुरक्षा एवं आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण हेतु किए जा रहे राष्ट्रीय प्रयासों के बल पर अनेक क्षेत्रों में हमारी बहनों और बेटियां ये भागीदारी उनका बढ़ी है।
The second phase of the budget session of Parliament will commence tomorrow and will continue till the 2nd of April. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. The notice will be moved by the three Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. Israel renewed its assault on southern Lebanon early today, reportedly targeting commanders from the Lebanese branch of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. The latest strikes came a day after an Israeli strike on an oil storage facility in Tehran. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 p.m. And in the All England Open Badminton Championships, men's singles semi-final match is underway between Lakshya Sen and Chinese Taipei's Lin Chunyi in Birmingham. World number 12, Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lal in semi-final match 21-16, 18-21, 21-15 in Birmingham last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.